right, 7 after the hour. Hang on. Let's get started. 800 is not the number to call.
888-55 Dr. Ken. That's your number. You'll get right on with us.
Isn't it? Actually, you know what? If you did call the other number, you'd get through. But 888-553-7536 is Ken's special number. And so it becomes easier sometimes to remember because it's 888-55-DRKEN. So we're here for the next couple of hours to take your calls. What's going on with you? What's health-wise important to you? A lot of people this week are talking about Whitney Houston's, the aftermath of the autopsy. I thought it was interesting, Ken, that someone, and I don't know who, went into the room and tried to, this came out sort of in connection with the announcement of what caused her death, the stories of somebody in her family going in there and trying to take all of the evidence out beforehand so that no one would know that she died of all of these various and sundry things. So let's go through the list and try to figure out how it is that somebody can be so hooked on so many bad things.
Doug, you know I'm a spokesperson at times for the American Heart Association. One of the things the American Heart Association has taught me, and they've learned over the years, is how amazingly it is when these people who are in show business get interested in a particular disease, the rest of the public then follows. It's sometimes so hard to get people interested in their hearts, and then suddenly you have Whitney Houston dying of heart disease, and what's the number one search item on all the Yahoo, Google, everywhere this past end of the week has been heart disease. And there's really a lot of lessons. I hope, Mom and Dad, you talk to your kids about Whitney Houston in terms of why she died, because I think we can all learn so much. This was a preventable death. One of the things that I've learned, Doug, over the years is any time as a cardiologist that I see a man or a woman who's unusually young to be having a heart attack, you know what the first thing that goes through my mind as most cardiologists?
Is it a drug-related?
Well, is it cocaine-related?
Is it cocaine, really?
Absolutely.
What does cocaine do to you? What does it do to the system?
Well, cocaine has some immediate short-term effects on the heart and the entire body, and also some long-term horrible effects on the heart. When you take your first cocaine, besides getting addicted to it in your brain, what it does to your heart is it immediately increases your heart rate and it immediately increases your blood pressure. And if you have a heart that's okay, you can usually tolerate the first effort, but the problem is, over the long run, and she admitted, at least to early in 2000, I think that interview on ABC Network was on TV, was approximately 2002, when she actually admitted it to the American public that she had been using cocaine for a while. So this is long-term, more than a decade use of cocaine. What it does, Doug, it damages the coronaries, the endothelium, and we're going to talk more about that in the medical breakthrough of the week. That's the inner lining of the coronaries, the circulation. That gets damaged, and it makes its way to easily form plaques in the coronaries, so-called atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. And the cocaine continues to damage the wallpaper, the inner lining of the circulation of the heart, and coronary disease progresses. She was identified at autopsy. She had 60% blockages. The 30 to 60% blockages are the ones that rupture, these plaques rupture, and then cause the heart attack. So this was so predictable. She clearly had a heart attack. She then probably drowned afterwards, suffering the heart attack while she was in the bathtub. What cocaine can also do, it can make the heart get enlarged. It can cause havoc to the electrical system of the heart. So you have a motor without a spark, without a coordinated effort to contract and relax. So it can, besides damaging the plumbing part of the heart, it can damage the electrical system. It can cause electrical instabilities that can cause death, what the heart doctors call sudden cardiac death. And the enlargement of the heart can promote that. It's just a horrible thing. It's totally predictable. And any time, again, I see a younger-than-expected person having a heart attack, and, Doug, I've seen it in kids, in teenagers. I had a 19-year-old boy who had a severe plaque in one of his major coronaries. 19 years old, had been using cocaine for several years. And any time, again, I see heart attacks in a person younger than expected, the first thing that I'm thinking about is this person using cocaine?
It's a scourge. It really is. And the use of drugs, people who use drugs, get hooked on drugs, people who distribute drugs, all of this stuff is a contributing factor to terrorism because most of the drugs are produced by people who are our enemies, and this is how they get through to us. This is more damaging than any bomb, than anything else that could be done, and the more of you who use it, the more you're contributing not only to your own downfall, but the downfall of your family, the downfall of the country. It is outrageous, the amount of drug addiction, drug use, and the people who are in Hollywood, the people who are folks that we supposedly can look up to, people who are high visibility that use these things, are as much of an enemy, I think, to us as people who sell it and people who are robbing you of any number of things. A thief that comes into your house that robs a television set or a computer from you, these are the same sorts of people distributing cocaine, using cocaine. I think much more distributing is the crime.
But I get troubled when our celebrities say that they're not role models. They don't have a responsibility to set an example. They do. Once you have kids, people in Hollywood, and you realize how much you are a role model to our kids. I have a teenager. I know all of her friends. They look up to you. They idolize you. You are role models. You do have a responsibility.
Well, whether they do or they don't, or whether they take it or they don't, but it's just that there's so much drug use in corporate America. There's so much drug use with the teenagers who get started. They get hooked because there isn't enough good, solid home life. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons for it, Ken. And it's just very distressing to have this item, this focus on what is a national epidemic. And nobody, who's dealing with it? The politicians that want your vote, they're not dealing with it. The war against drugs is a joke. And it has been since George Bush the father initiated it, 20-some-odd years ago. We spent billions of dollars every year. And there's more usage of these.
I think it started even earlier than
it may have
Bush
started
won.
Earlier than that. Yeah. So the amount of effort that is expended to try to stop this, there's so much corruption and graft because there's so much money connected to it. It's such a viral problem. And when people get more discouraged, I mean, there are a lot of people, as you know, who are hooked on this, people of color, people who are down in their luck, people who are trying to escape reality. They get hooked on stuff like this, and it takes their entire, everything they have. Many homeless people have been hooked on drugs like this, and it's ruined their careers. And their families leave them, and they become wards of the state, in essence. It's a very complex problem. And I'd like to circle back around, if we can, to not only, I mean, you explained extraordinarily well the effect that cocaine has on our system. Let's talk about some of the other drugs. And in an attempt to get people to think, if you aren't on them but you know somebody who is, maybe through your counsel, maybe your knowledge, maybe your help, maybe your interest, can get them off of it either, or to somehow or other have them not go down that road. Young people especially, often today grandparents are more influential than parents are in the upbringing of young people.
I think that's why discussing Whitney Houston with our kids is so important, because you listen to Whitney Houston sing, and so many of our youngsters today, you know, they want to be on American Idol, they want to be singers, they want to do that. And this is such an opportune moment for us as parents to discuss this with our kids, because who amongst us has a better voice than Whitney Houston, and who amongst us lost so much because of drugs?
And you know what they say? Some of them will come back to you. And they'll say, well, she did so well even while taking drugs. They don't see that is the reason that she died. It was because of the drugs. She was on drugs as a teenager. She was on drugs way before she met Bobby Brown. The attraction to Bobby Brown was that they were both hooked. It wasn't that Bobby Brown hooked her. That was what a lot of people thought. And then you look back in her history and realize that she and by the time she was 14 or 15, was hooked on stuff like this. Some people blamed Clive Davis, who basically discovered her and made her. He didn't. You know, a lot of people that have become famous have gotten hooked. Go back to Judy Garland. Go back to a lot of young women, especially, who get hooked early on drugs by the people who are managing them in their careers as entertainers and performers. But that wasn't the case with Whitney. Somehow Whitney got onto this stuff, whether it was her neighborhood. I don't know enough about where she grew up in New Jersey, but generally speaking, the area in New Jersey she comes from today is a hotbed of drug activity.
I think teachers and parents have such an important impact in producing kids who are not going to do this.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is worth our attention, and certainly if you have a comment, this may become the thread in part of our conversation.
I think that's where the solution will be, amongst teachers and parents.
Yeah. Well, parents need to take more responsibility in the main. Teachers are not given the authority. I mean, look at you know this probably better than most because of your degrees, your health interests, your whole life is built around trying to get people to take care, and they come to you after they haven't taken care. So it's not to your advantage business-wise to have people not get sick, but you're always talking about prevention. What can we do to not go down these streets? And there are so many easy things you can do. It's a shame that our public education system, for which we keep throwing money and don't get better results. What system in the world throws more money at something and the results keep getting worse? And one of the problems with this area is that health education has been eliminated from the curriculum in many, many, many states because most of the health curricula have a sex ed component whereby you are taught about how your body works. And because some of the people who are not particularly open-minded or well-informed or well-educated themselves, we're going to teach our kids how to do it, that's what they think comes out of the health ed courses, they get a majority of support and they cancel these health ed courses. That's why a lot of kids don't know what's going on in their bodies because they aren't taught what's going on in their bodies. And
well,
this
here's
is
where
important
parents
aspect.
Can be vital.
Well, you also can parents can be vital to teach your children how your body works. They may not know that much. And what you ought to do is go to school committees.
They have kids.
Yeah, well, yeah. You do. But you see, that's it. Who among us, you probably know a lot of people who are parents of children Amanda's age, or her friends. Do they spend time talking to their children about things like their body? How does it work? How do you get a headache? How do you get a stomach ache? Why do you have a diarrhea, which is around the world the biggest cause of death? Do people know that? Number one cause of death in the world is diarrhea, right?
Yes. And one of the medical stories that we should talk about this week is that patients and doctors are avoiding discussing sex. This was in the Journal of Sexual Medicine this week.
Yeah. All right. So there are a lot of things to talk about, a lot of great things in the news, a lot of important things that will affect you and your life. Heart disease, Whitney Houston, there's some interesting information, as Ken suggested.
Some great medical breakthroughs this week.
Breakthroughs of the week. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. 888. 553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Dr. Ken and Doug, alone at the phone, waiting for your calls, 1-888-65 Dr. Ken. I've got all the latest medical news for you from the medical journals this week, but I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to welcome you into my medical office on the radio, talk to you about you, your spouse, your kids, your parents, anything you'd like to talk about medicine. I've been in medicine almost 30 years, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Toll free from anywhere in America. The nice thing is there's no bill, there's no paperwork, just easy to understand, evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Everybody has a medical problem. They just don't know how to get started in that crazy medical maze. I'll help you navigate through it. I'll help you get to the next step. Just have to dial toll-free anywhere in America, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. Try to get to your question as quickly as you can when you get on the air, because usually we have more callers than we can possibly ever talk to.
All right, let's go back to the Whitney Houston thing for a moment, or a related breakthrough this week on heart attacks and how they could be predicted. This is pretty important news, Ken.
This is fascinating, and this is some hope and good news after the horrible story that we heard about this week from Whitney Houston. This was published this week in Science Translational Medicine. Doug, imagine a blood test that could be used to predict that you're going to have a heart attack in anywhere from 2 days to 3 weeks.
Wow, and this is something that has been in development for a while, or is this something that's just someone just sort of stumbled on?
It's a great idea. It's not yet quite ready for prime time. This was a small study, but it was very, very favorable. I think this has a lot of promise because scientifically it makes a ton of sense. We were talking earlier about Whitney Houston, the effect of cocaine on that wallpaper in the circulation. Imagine if we're tunnel engineers, Doug. You and I are walking in tunnels underground, and we just look to the walls of the tunnel. That's what it's like walking in your coronary arteries. You look to the side, you see the wallpaper, the covering. This is the endothelium. And when this becomes damaged, that's when the plaques develop and these plaques rupture. That leads to the heart attack. Well, what this clever medical test does, it measures the amount of endothelial cells in your blood. And as the concentration of endothelial cells dramatically increases far above normal, this correlates with one having a heart attack in the next 2 days to 3 weeks. And it makes a ton of sense because what happens when you have a heart attack, this endothelium starts rupturing and it goes into the bloodstream. It seems that the endothelium is just not functioning well. And when you don't have your wallpaper covering the lining, that's when the fats, the plaques settle in there. They rupture and start a heart attack. So I'm looking forward in the next few years that we're going to have this blood test that when a doctor suspects it, imagine, we won't have to put you in the hospital for many days watching you. We won't have to be wondering who should get aggressive care. I won't get gray hairs thinking, oh, did I just send home the person who's going to die? And we know how unreliable stress tests can be. And here's a nice test that'll be able to predict who's at risk of having a heart attack in the next few days to 3 weeks.
Well, the important thing then will be to get people, it'll have to be someone who's under treatment or who thinks that he or she needs treatment or could have in some way, shape, or form. There could have been an indication before, but if you've never been to the doctor, you're not going to know, which is another underscoring reason for you to have a physical. Every human being should get a physical. If there's anything that we haven't got, we have two things in this medical law, this healthcare fiasco, that aren't taken care of, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Ken. The two major things that ought to have been dealt with that weren't, which shows you how much in control the insurance companies and the drug companies and the health, the doctors, I mean, the big medical conglomerates that own the hospitals. The two things that need to be taken care of are prevention, number one, money for prevention, and money for people having an annual exam. Those things are lacking. And those are the two most important things. The two most important things for you to realize what's going on in your body in terms of how you don't fall into the abyss of horrible health care is taking care of yourself, preventing the problems, education on health and well-being. All of this stuff we're pointing to today points to the foibles of this whole health care debate. It doesn't address the problem. It just deals with how you try to fix it in the end. Am I wrong, or is that the way? That's the way I've read this thing since the very beginning. And the whole thing's going to the Supreme Court next week. Be interesting to see how it shakes out. But am I wrong?
Exactly. This was insurance reform, not health reform. And we need health reform.
Right. You need to be taking better care of yourself. You need to be educated as to how your body works. You need to have preventative lessons and the ability for anyone to go to a doctor and get a good test, a good thorough exam. That's in the beneficial to the state in this circumstance, because the state's going to pay for taking care of you, unless the state's not interested in you. They're interested in protecting the moneyed interest that are so influential in Washington. Do you follow the thread? Look at the people who are on these various committees and see who gets the money from the big hospital conglomerates, the big drug companies, all the big healthcare facilities. Those are the people that drive the healthcare debate, discussion, and this bill. It has nothing to do with prevention, nothing to do with you educating yourself as to how not to get sick, and nothing in terms of preventable testing, like an annual physical. Nothing. All three of those things are missing. And that's why you need to be asking those questions of people running for Congress or the Senate or the presidency. All right, to your calls we go in a matter of moments.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Weekend. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronos. Welcome back in. Second half hour of the first hour of 2 hours of Dr. Ken being here and at your service on your side with the answers to questions. Never mind whether it's the stuff that's in the news this week. How do things, events in your life, your personal health and well-being, how are they being approached? How do you perceive your own health and well-being? I think a lot of times, Ken, people, to go back to what I was just saying, and I know I'm kind of on a, I'm on a whirlwind here, but I'm,
because
I'm going to participate Monday in Washington in discussions of this whole thing. The Supreme Court starts on Monday. It may take 3 or 4 days, I guess, of hearings on this thing. And so I've been invited to participate in roundtable discussions on the air from many of the so-called experts in healthcare, and this is I'm going to griddle right down on these two things: prevention and education.
May I boast about my wife for 30 seconds? Graduated. She's going to be enrolled in the Supreme Court bar in about 3 to 4 weeks.
All right. Too bad she's not enrolled now. She could come up and and work. Yeah, your wife practices a different kind of law, though, right?
She's an estate planning attorney, but we're going to be, right. I'm going to go down and be proud of my wife and see her sworn in by the justices.
All right. Congratulations.
Supreme Court bar. Congratulations, Judith.
There you go. Is she up and around and listening?
She's pleasantly sleeping.
888-553-7536. Chad is not pleasantly sleeping. He's pleasantly awake, listening to WAYY in Eau Claire. Chad, you're on with Dr. Ken. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up with you?
I was just wondering, I hear you talking about, Whitney Houston and the heart disease and whatnot, brought on, like, drug use. I'm wondering, I've used cocaine, and I've used marijuana, and I still do. Not so much the cocaine, I've gotten away from that. I do understand it's harmful for your body. I do want to live a long life. But what I am really wondering about is the effects of marijuana, long-term use on that. Personally, I just don't think, I don't know that there's any long-term effects on it. I know it's bad for the lungs and whatnot. I just like smoking cigarettes, but is there any long-term effects on smoking marijuana?
Chad, I'm so glad you called. How old are you?
35.
Okay, so great. So let's talk a little bit about it, because marijuana affects from head to toe, so many parts of the body. We usually think of it just going to the brain. Yeah, it's going to go to the brain. And you know what it does? It affects your short-term memory, your ability to coordinate your muscles. It affects your ability to learn new things. It also affects your problem-solving ability. These are all areas that, you know, you may say, oh, it doesn't affect me, but these are all areas that have been documented in excellent studies shown to do it. And besides problems with memory and learning, it also distorts your perception. You have difficulty with thinking and problem solving. And it also increases your heart rate. It can cause anxiety, paranoia, and panic attacks. It also can do damage to your lungs. It's probably more toxic to the lungs than tobacco smoke.
You know, Chad, it's interesting. You ask a very good question. And, I mean, we could expand it to all illegal drugs, to heroin, things that are around, even legal drugs, OxyContin. Can we expand our reach here? Because
Let me just mention, because people don't usually think of marijuana like tobacco, but you get not so much the cancer, but the bronchitis, the emphysema, the bronchial asthma, all can be caused by marijuana. It can also affect the reproductive system. You want to have kids, there's a problem, and it also may be linked to heart attacks. It can have effects throughout your body.
If you have friends, Chad, men and women who speak with a sort of a throaty or almost a rusty, I don't know how you would describe it, there's a hoarseness to people who smoke a lot of pot. Their voices are usually indicative as to whether or not they're using it. And it's surprising the number of people who are in the health field, the health-related fields, who recreationally think this is cool, but you can tell by listening to them that they are on it. And I think long-term, it may not be short-term so much, Ken, but long-term effects of this, as you just described very well, take hold. Other things. I'm one who thinks most of this stuff ought to be legalized. I don't think cocaine ought to be legalized, but marijuana and other things, because we have it's impossible to at this point take away tobacco products and alcohol. We tried alcohol, and that didn't work, and it ought not to be taken. We ought to, if we're really a free country, people need to be able to make choices, whatever choices, whether they're good ones or bad ones. But you need to be educated. We're destroying ourselves with this horrible education system. I heard this week, Ken, that some in Florida and other areas of the country, as many as 50 to 60% of kids are not graduating from high school in some of the major areas and even in some rural areas. How do we have a country that takes care of itself or knows anything or gets ahead in terms of work if half the population doesn't graduate from high school? It's incredible.
It is. And
it really is. And all of these things should be taught in school, but they aren't, because of the negative impact of people who don't want others to have a choice. It's really very important that this be a national debate. Chad, thank you for your call. 888-553-7536. Joe is in York, Pennsylvania, with another good question for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, doctor. Thank you for having me on. My question for you is, have you ever heard of a modality called cold laser for pain management?
Yes, this is low intensity or low level of laser light, and the proponents of it claim that the cold laser therapy, Joe, can reduce pain and inflammation. But our friendly folks at the FDA still consider these laser devices to be experimental, and they're allowed to be used investigationally. But as far as I know, they're not yet ready for prime time.
Why do you ask?
I'm sorry.
Why do you ask? What's going on with you?
Well, actually, I'm a physical therapist. And I have a practice here in New York, and I use cold laser regularly with many of my patients. And I realized what you're saying about the FDA. And actually, the laser that I use has been approved by the FDA. And I think one of the reasons the laser hasn't really caught on in the medical establishment, there's several reasons, is that there really hasn't been too many longitudinal studies done.
Correct.
And also insurance reimbursement really is very, very low right now.
But well, it's not going to get reimbursed until those studies occur and they can show that it's safe and effective and the FDA give it approval for all the indications that you would like. And Joe, you may be smarter than everybody or you may be dumber than everybody, and I don't know which one is which. So doctors look upon you, you know, they just want to do no harm, so they're a little uneasy. So I feel your pain because you probably think this is the most wonderful breakthrough you have, and you're frustrated because you can't get the medical community to accept it or the insurers to pay for it. But this is the problem of being on the cutting edge, and I've been in your shoes with a lot of technology, and that's the frustration of being on the cutting edge, if you will, of new technology in medicine.
You're right, and I have just tons of anecdotal evidence that this does work. And in fact, I don't really advertise that my clinic is there. I get referrals from patients who tell neighbors and friends that, hey, this guy's got something that really can take away pain, especially if there's a swelling component to the pain.
Well, let me suggest to you, because I don't want to see you get in trouble with your license, because I know in Florida what you're doing is a quick way to get in trouble, even if you're trying to do good. You know, you should try to get yourself in an umbrella of a research study so that somebody at some university there are people interested in this and could partner with them investigationally, so at least you're under the umbrella of a human board that will make sure that and confirm, and you can fall back and say you're doing things ethically, because I don't want to see you get into trouble, Joe.
Well, not a problem, because actually the study that the FDA used to approve the cold laser is called the GM study. Doctors from Baylor University partnered with General Motors and studied workers who had carpal tunnel syndrome, and they basically studied the effects of the laser and also the laser with physical therapy applied, and also just physical therapy and a sham laser.
The results were
very convincing.
When was that study? When was that study published, and where? Do you know?
I believe the study was done in 1994 or 5. If you just type in GM study and cold laser, it'll come up, and you can go right to
the
site.
Because the information I have is the FDA has not approved it. So you're enlightening us and saying that the FDA has approved this.
The FDA has approved class 3D lasers for use with patients. Yes, it actually has been approved.
If you look on the American Cancer Society's website, they contradict what you're saying. So I would urge you, and I think that's really, Joe, as much time as we can spend on it, but I urge you to look on the American Cancer Society's website, because they're contradicting what you're saying, and I would really want you to make sure that you're going in the direction you want to go.
There you go. Joe, good man, though. That was a good question. 888-553-7536. Let me circle back around again for a second, Ken, if I may, to ask you and the people who are listening, again, because my Good Day program, Monday through Friday, is about issues, it's about having a good time, it's about understanding what's going on in the world, and hopefully it's a helpful step into each person's day. I'm going to be in Washington at an event as the Supreme Court begins next week to have hearings on Obamacare, or a certain aspect of Obamacare, the universality of it, I guess. I just made some notes here, and I'd be interested, Ken, in your reaction to this, and mostly audience participation as well, at 888-553-7536. Here's how I read this. The people who are benefiting, or the companies or the areas that benefit from the current law as it's proposed and has been enacted, frankly, insurance companies, big medicine, big pharma, and big government, those people who have no access to the current system, and these are the people who, if they're brought back into the system, help the big companies make more money. The current healthcare advisory, if you will, or whatever the proviso is, that's so-called Obamacare, what it doesn't do, it doesn't provide any significant money for prevention for education or things like a yearly health checkup. And to me, this is what makes it folly. I don't care who's responsible, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. It doesn't make any difference to me. But I see this, and it's been so badly reported by the general news media, the medical press. Am I a genius, or am I what? Am I wrong? This is just as I'm sitting here thinking and listening to you and putting together my thoughts for what I'm going to talk about on Monday. The benefit, who benefits? The average person who has health care now, health insurance, doesn't benefit from this under any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, it does cover people who don't have any coverage, but it does to what extent, and who's making the money off that coverage? Excuse me, go ahead.
There are a lot of very bad things with Obamacare, but there are some good things, and what will happen is that people who have existing medical problems and have a ton of problems getting health insurance, this is where they will be helped. They will selectively be helped. But what the it was reported this week that all of the private health insurers have hired many people to try to figure out how their costs, the health insurers' costs, are going to increase as the health insurers are now forced to cover everybody, even if you have an existing condition. So what this will do is raise the cost to the rest of us who buy health insurance, because we're going to be covering those who already have existing conditions.
I think we can argue, I think we can correctly and significantly and strongly argue that there are many people, we've heard stories, you've had people that have come to your clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, people who have come from all around that area and around the country who have had existing conditions that ought to have been covered that weren't because there were loopholes in the policy, people didn't know about it. So that I would additionally put that in for those who have existing problems, those people ought to be covered. And that's been, we've heard these people, we've heard stories of people who have just been treated horribly by health insurance companies. And so that's part of the system isn't, what is your oath is first do no harm. You ought to have insurance agents sign on to the same thing, because that isn't the case. All right, it's 11 before the hour with Dr. Ken.
Indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting goods.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the car shows that are all over the United States. Recently, I went to a car show, and I got to tell you, they had the most wonderful prototypes. And parents bought their kids, and kids bought their parents, and teenagers were there, and they were looking at these convertibles, at these sports cars, at these wonderful automobiles that they wished they had in their garage. And then after they left, they felt depressed. Why? They said to themselves, I'll never have that car. I just wasted $10 seeing what everybody else in the world will get, because I'm certainly not going to get that car. Well, that is not true. I know that every car I ever wanted, anything I ever saw at a show, ultimately became my possession even without credit. Why? I dreamt it. I wanted it. I visualized it. I planned for it. I executed for it. I let nothing stand in my way. I want you to go to car shows. I want you to look at that dream car. I want you to look at what you want out of life, plan for it, get it, and enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Uh-huh. What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
(888-553-7536) for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Good Day program. We're talking about Whitney Houston and the effects of her, the information that has come out about her death, all of it preventable. I guess when you get right down to brass tacks, Ken, most deaths are preventable. Aren't they? I mean, under the circumstance, unless you get run over by a truck.
It's estimated, Doug, that 80% of heart disease is preventable by our lifestyles.
Yeah, it's lifestyle stuff. And that would be true for cancers, right? I mean, think about the
Absolutely.
Other things.
Smoking.
That we, right, fat in your system.
Sunlight.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Joe's
Alcohol.
Listening in Albany. Yeah, any of those things. Joe, what can we do for you? Dr. Ken is all ears.
Hi, I got a my daughter's going to rehab from opiate addiction. She's coming. She's clean now for almost a year. She's getting back into her life.
How old
but
is
recently
she?
She's been treated with another doctor with ADHD, attention deficit disorder. And she's been given this medicine, Adderall. And ever since she's been treated for this, I notice a change in her behavior. And I just want to know if this medicine is addicted. I mean, she hasn't been taking any drugs or anything, but now since this doctor's treating her with this ADHD
sure,
with Adderall, I feel like I've been hearing it's an addictive drug.
Sure, Joe. Actually, in the medical news this week, academic pediatrics this week, that in the past decade, the number of children receiving a diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, has risen by 66%. Amazing. And it's treated with usually with stimulant drugs and behavioral therapies. Adderall is a common treatment for this. I think that it's not so much that it's more common. You know, when I was young, this was the kid who just wouldn't behave and was the troublemaker everywhere. I think there's just so much more awareness, and there's the media coverage of ADHD, the advertisements for the new drug medications, the public awareness campaigns. I think that's why we're diagnosing this. But anyway.
Well, the person is 33 years old.
Okay. Well, adult ADHD.
Is that possible?
Adult ADHD is a real entity. And those who, doctors who say it's not, you know, it's Dr. Rip Van Winkle. We have an outstanding few doctors here in Orlando who specialize in this, and this is a real entity. But Adderall, you just have to use it carefully because it can have effects on the central nervous system. It can cause insomnia, headache. It can cause gastrointestinal problems. The appetite is decreased. You may like that. It can cause abdominal pain, dry mouth, weight loss. And also, it can affect the heart. Up to 6% of adults who take this, Joe, get rapid heartbeats. 2 to 4% get palpitations. And it can affect the central nervous system in ways that you don't want to see. You can get very labile emotions, agitation, anxiety, dizziness, nervousness, difficulty sleeping. These are all issues that need to be watched for. But what I'd like to ask you, Joe, is you've been through this. Bless your heart. You know, it never ends being a good dad. What are the lessons for the rest of us parents that you've learned through all this?
You got to really watch your child even when they're 30, 35. I learned something that this prescription drugs is very, the addiction is very high. And the person, your loved one in front of you could be taking all this addiction and drugs and prescription drugs. You won't even know. They're functional. They do a very good job, but at the same time, they're addicted to these drugs, and it's just amazing what happened to me.
May I ask you, Joe, is this your son or your daughter?
My daughter.
How did she get initially did she get hooked on drugs?
She was a registered nurse.
So she was a nurse, and she started taking drugs when she was on duty? How did she get onto opiates? You said she was on opiates.
Opiate addiction, in the words in the Northeast, is when you're addicted to a few, you know, various drugs.
So she had access to it at work. Did she get it at work, or was she prescribed
them?
No,
I think she got involved with a bad. I think she got involved with a bad doctor that he was selling scripts.
Joe,
there's a big investigation up here in the Northeast. You got some various doctors. Some of them have a gambling problem or a drug problem themselves,
right.
And they're selling scripts.
This is more food for our conversation the next hour, Ken, for sure.
Thanks for being a good dad, Joe.
Yep, good luck. 888-553-7536. Another hour of your calls, conversation, input, the healthcare discussion, the Supreme Court.